for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. With that, I have a what I classify as a repeat offender. Buddy Lane, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
And this is your second annual or third annual or fourth annual?
It's our second symposium.
Second annual Interior Alaska Solid Waste and Recycling Symposium, which is last day of February, or is this a leap year February?
No, last day of February.
Saturday. 28th. So we don't have leap day this year.
No.
Those technical things we discuss on the radio here, buddy. So, what put all this together and why?
So, Golden Heart Waste Management's been doing recycling for a while, and we started doing what we call pop-up recycling events with some of the Lions clubs. And during those pop-up events, we found out that the Fairbanks area needed a lot of education on what recycling is all about. We had people come in that would bring in aluminum cans and had no idea that other things were being recycled right here in the interior. And so that's what prompted us to do this event, so we could start educating people that there's more to recycling than aluminum cans and cardboard. There's everything from eyeglasses to plastic lumber Our goal is to educate people so we can increase the recycling that happens here in the interior.
Is this put on solely by Golden Heart Waste Management, or do you have other people putting on different symposiums or parts of the symposium?
It's all Golden Heart Waste Management. We do have vendors that are coming to set up tables and talk about what they do for recycling in the community. As well as we'll have speakers that come and talk about, do different presentations on recycling.
And where's this location at?
So our location is going to be at our shop on Pegger Road, 3558 Pegger, which is south of Van Horn.
That geographical location there. Okay. And it starts at 10 a.m., then what happens?
10 a.m., we start, we open the doors up. People can come in and start talking with the different vendors that are going to be there. And at 10:45, we're going to start presentations. We have six presentations going on right now. We'll start at 10:45 with Bernie Carl. He's going to be talking about recycling at Chino Hot Springs. At noon, we're going to have Fairbanks Soil and Water come in and talk about kitchen composting. At 12:45, this is pretty exciting, Jill Skillbred. A lot of people might have heard that name before. She's a big historian in the area, and mm-hmm. she's going to talk about Trash Town. That's the name of her presentation, and she's going to give the history on
trash in Fairbanks.
On trash in Fairbanks.
She's done that on here on a few years ago, and you know our history of trash.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I've heard she did an interview with Bryce Ward when he was borough mayor, mm-hmm. and I heard part of that. And I've been trying to get her to talk for us for a while, and she's going to be there. And so she's going to start at 12:45. And then at 2 o'clock, Matt Pearson from the Fairbanks North Star Borough Recycle is going to talk. At 2:45, Joe from Green Star, who basically operates the Recycle Center, is going to talk about Green Star. And at 3:30, Grizzly Wood, which is based out of Wasilla currently, It takes plastic, number two plastics, and turns it into lumber, plastic lumber. Picnic tables and all sorts of different lumber projects.
Okay. It's going to be a busy day. Who are some of your sponsors?
So the biggest sponsor is East Valley Coal Mine.
Mm-hmm.
They've given us money to help. One of the big things that we're doing is called a Recycle Art Show. We have participants in that, both youth and adults, and they're helping out with that particular part of the symposium. And basically, the art show is done with recycled items.
How does a person compete or participate, rather, in the Recycled Art Show?
They can get a hold of myself. We've had flyers out through Northern Wimsey. They've basically taken the lead on the art show, but they've reached out. I believe we have about 20 pieces right now. But if someone has some recycled art that they would like to get in, it's not too late. They could reach out to myself. My number is 907-322-2193. And if they're interested, we could probably get them in the art show as well. And the judging on that art show is going to be about 3 p.m.
Okay. So do they put it all together there, or do they bring it in?
They bring it in complete. And okay. It'll be on display all day, and then at 3 o'clock, the judging will...
Any age brackets?
They're currently young. There'll be a youth and an adult bracket.
You know, I bet you the youth kicks the backside of the adults.
Oh, yeah.
They're usually more open to unique things. Huh, okay. Now, you also, what is the percentage, do you believe, of our waste that is recycled?
So currently, the state of Alaska, primarily the interior, we recycle about 2% of our, I should say, we divert out of the landfill about 2% of everything that could be diverted.
Mm-hmm.
If you take away the cars, the junk cars, if you take that away, we're less than 1%. And we rate last in the United States as far as the amount of diversion that we get.
So this is sort of like a big picture for everyone to take a look at of and directions we can go.
That is correct. Like I said, education seems to be the biggest thing. People mm-hmm. really aren't aware of what's available to recycle here in the interior. And they're not aware that there's an Eyeglass Recycling Lions Club. There are places that recycle books. There's places that recycle clothes. There are places that recycle just about anything you can think of, and as well as the aluminum cans, the cardboard, and so on.
Yeah, the big two, anyway, that everyone seems to be involved in. Do they, with the cardboard, do they make any chips or anything out of that?
The stuff that's taken to the recycle center mm-hmm. is palletized and goes out on a truck. And that truck takes it to Anchorage, where it gets on a ship, and it goes down to a plant down in Washington and gets recycled there.
You'd think that a train would be more efficient, but what the
Well,
heck?
I'm sorry. The truck, a lot of times, will go on a train, on a rail car
okay.
to Anchorage.
Okay.
But it gets palletized at the recycle center
okay.
into a container.
How often does that get shipped out, or how often does that happen?
I think it goes out at least weekly. That's something that Green Star can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of their presentation at the symposium. But they wait until the container's completely full, and then they'll ship it out. And that's everything. Right now they're shipping out aluminum, cardboard, paper, mixed paper, and plastic, number two plastic.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Smart business owners all over Fairbanks have figured out the amazing savings they can receive from going with solar power from Gen Solar. And with those 30% credits ending this June, now's the time to get on Gen Solar's schedule as they're filling up fast for summer installations. Whether your business is using that solar power or feeding it back to the grid, you will save big. Stop by their showroom on College Road or online at gensolar.net. Powering your future with reliability and sustainability. That's Gen Solar.
Well, it's dark, it's cold, but hey, at least we don't have to worry about a sunburn. Hey Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. This time of year absolutely wreaks havoc on our cars. Hard starts, no starts, is my winterization working? Heaters that aren't heating, how old is my battery? Brakes that are stiffer than a New Year's cocktail? Suspension that feels every single bump in the road? And life doesn't stop. You still have to get to work, drop off the kids, pick up the kids, do the shopping, and when you call your usual shop with a problem, they'll tell you they can get you in sometime this summer? Maybe it's time for a New Year's resolution. Stop waiting in line and call Fairbanks Nissan. Yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes and models, even yours. In fact, we probably do more work on other brands than we do on Nissans. And we work with almost all extended warranty companies, so you can call us even if you got your warranty somewhere else. When you need help in a hurry, not months from now, call Fairbanks Nissan. Schedule your service online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com. Fairbanks Nissan, here when winter doesn't wait.
When it's time to be warm, wrap yourself in the Alaskan solution. Wear fur from the Fur Factory. Shop the Fur Factory for naturally warm, naturally beautiful furs that are as practical today as ever before. Experience the luxury of fur coats, mukluks, mittens, and hats. See Alaskan beaded slippers and gloves crafted by local artisans as well. The Fur Factory's family furriers craft heirloom quality garments that you'll treasure for a lifetime. Ethically harvested, visit the Fur Factory, 547 2nd Avenue, Fairbanks.
KFAR weather.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 26. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. How about that for a weather report? Snow and more snow, then it gets cold and then colder. Do we live in Fairbanks, Alaska, buddy?
Yes, we do. It shows.
Fairbanks in the studio with me is Buddy Lane. He's with the Golden Heart Waste Management, and they are presenting the second annual Interior Alaska Solid Waste and Recycling Symposium. You know, it's when you say that we recycle only 2%. We're at the bottom of the rankings of the nation. We can only go better. We can only get better. Only go up. What are some of the programs you see out there, like borough, other organizations that are helping us transition to be as being better?
Well, that 2% is diverted from the landfill for recycle, reuse, and right now, I think the biggest thing is educating people. There's a lot of cardboard and paper that goes in the landfill that could be diverted and sent south and recycled and reused. Starting recycling programs in your businesses. There are some businesses around that encourage their employees to bring their recycle from home and mm-hmm. use their recycle dumpster. There are businesses around town that have recycle containers at all their office desks. So all that stuff's happening, but the education is the biggest thing and the importance. Because sooner or later, this current landfill is going to get full.
Yeah.
Probably not in our lifetime, since we're on the higher side of that age group.
That hill is getting bigger.
That hill is getting bigger. I've been on top of that hill, and you know, it's a great view from up there. A few years after it closes, maybe they'll turn it into a park, and that'll be a great place to go for a good view. But once that landfill closes, that means that there has to be another one that opens up.
Yeah.
And it very well could be that new landfill is a little bit further out of town. And so the cost of hauling waste to a landfill is going to go up dramatically.
Yeah.
And so the longer we can kick that can down the road by diverting things that can be diverted from the landfill, such as recycle, cars, metal, we can make it last longer. Instead of 50, 60, 70 years, maybe we can go 80, 90, 100 years and kick that can way down the road. But unless we start diverting more and climb that scale, it'd be great to move way up on that list and go up into the 20% range. But it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of education. And then once we educate, then we have to get people on board. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that just are not on board because it's a hassle to recycle. I've got to take the label off the metal can that I recycle. I've got to wash out the soda bottle that I recycle or the aluminum can that I recycle. So we got to get people on board as well and show them that the importance of recycling for future generations.
It always seems like we have starts and stops with it. We're all of a sudden we get excited about it, then it just fades away.
It does. It has a history of that. And that's some of the education part is we've had people say, well, it's been here before and it didn't work and it went away. So why do I need to jump on the bandwagon? And if people don't jump on the bandwagon, there's a chance that it might go away. But the North Star Borough and Green Star, which is operating the Recycle Center, is doing a great job. And we would love to bring that percentage up, diversion, to where we need a bigger Recycle Center because we're getting such an amount coming in.
Ready for a phone call?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Buddy Lane, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy, what are you up to?
Well, last summer I went out to the landfill, not just to the household trash section in the front there, but I went deeper into the landfill because I had an old freezer I had to get rid of. And I was surprised. I remember, of course, the big main hill there, but I was surprised that they told me the directions to go, and I went way kind of past that, almost like a new landfill that extended toward the kind of toward the east, I guess, you know, or toward the in the direction that the Raven would fly toward North Pole, kind of like. And there was more, you know, way, way out there. And so I dumped my freezer there. But I was curious, as far as landfill extension, who owns the land that continues on toward North Pole, you know, toward east, you know, toward southeast or whatever direction that would be? Can the landfill keep extending back? I mean, that not just doesn't go up and up and up, it also moves, right?
That's correct. And I'm not sure who owns the land, and I don't know the exact plan for the landfill. I do know that when they talk at the symposium that they're going to talk about the future of the landfill and predicted number of years and so on. And they're going to be talking about that about 2 o'clock. And I believe that would be a great one to sit on as well because sooner or later they're going to run out of land. And I'm not sure if that's where they're at now, if they have more room to expand. So that area that you went, that cell that you went to, 3 years ago I took some stuff out there, and it was at ground level. And part of it was it wasn't ground level, there was probably a couple of acres that were probably 10 or 15 feet tall. Now that particular place is probably, I'm going to guess, 50 to 60 feet deep in just 3 years. Across that whole several acres. I don't know the number of acres. And then next to that cell 5, which they just opened up recently, a few months ago, and I believe that's already, that whole thing is probably 6 or 8 feet deep now. And so sooner or later, they are going to run out. And I can't answer that question as far as how much land they do own.
Yeah.
But come on out and sit in on their presentation, and they will definitely enlighten us all.
And did you say that symposium is this coming Saturday? When did you say the date was?
Saturday the 28th.
Okay, well, thank you.
That's this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Bye.
God, February's just going by so fast.
It has.
Hold it. We're almost at the going into the third month of 2026.
It's crazy. This time of year, I always say spring's right around the corner, but you wouldn't know it today.
You tease us, Buddy Lane. You tease us. Oh, my goodness. Got another phone call here we're going to take. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Buddy Lane, and your name is?
Bill.
Hello.
I had some experience with Green Star. I bought a Green Star computer from, I can't remember the name of the dealer there on Van Horn, but you'll probably know who that is. And I had a little surprise for me. The computer was essentially worthless because it had a habit of getting very hot. And so I thought, yeah, this is a good way to start a fire. I don't need to burn myself down, so I just better eat it and get rid of the thing. So that was my experience with Green Star. I got ripped off $200.
So I'm sure that if you would have taken that back to them, they would have made good on that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have probably sold it to somebody else.
Thank you for the phone call. You have a good afternoon. Oh, boy. That's an interesting story.
I've dealt computer parts with them a few times, and they back what they do. By mm-hmm. no means do they want to give anyone anything that is not operable. So,
I've been over there a few times, and I've always thought that their quality of service was par none, just very good.
They're very knowledgeable, and they have a pretty good supply of rebuilt computers. Some of those computers, I know that they end up putting some brand new parts in to make them work. But definitely, you can get it for, I want to say, pennies on the dollar
mm-hmm.
as far as computers. So,
let's recap real fast before we go into our break at the half hour. This Saturday. We're going to take a phone call. How's that?
Sounds good.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Buddy Lane, and your name is?
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing okay. Hey, I just wanted to send out some prayers for Kelly Powers and Meadow Bailey.
I was texting with them this morning.
Good.
They're doing well. They're no matter what's going on in Mexico, those ladies are still having their class, you know, to become instructors of Pilates or whatever it is.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you're taking care of them, and we'll keep them in our thoughts.
They're such fine people, and all of a sudden, you know, they're in a foreign country along with some other friends of mine, and guess what pops up? You know, internal revolution.
Yeah.
Man, but I greatly appreciate the phone call. And everyone, I think we should all keep in our prayers for everyone down there, yeah. Be it American, Mexican, Latino. It's just not a, it's a dangerous place to be right now.
Yep. Well, you have a great day.
You too, Tom Kennedy. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting world out there, Mr. Lane.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, so Fairbanks, we're going to take a break here. I got some bumper music that I do approve. You all know I like Aerosmith, and we have some bumper music. Aerosmith, same old song and dance. And then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some weather. Well, we all know the weather. It's snowing outside, and it's going to get cold outside. So we all know the weather. And we'll have some commercials, and then we'll be back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
at KFARradio.com. Fox News, I'm John Salcia. New York City is being pummeled with heavy snow and high winds from what's now the city's ninth biggest snowstorm on record, according to the readings taken at Central Park. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani says the city's travel ban has been lifted, but he warns hazardous travel advisory remains in place.
I continue to encourage all non-emergency traffic, cars, trucks, scooters, and e-bikes, to remain off the roads.
President Trump honoring the families of victims killed by illegal immigrants at the White House today and declaring February 22nd Angel Family Day. The president accuses the left of not caring about the victims and their families.
I watched the mayor of Minneapolis. I watched these people saying they want to protect murderers. I don't get it. Something's sick. They're sick.
Democrats in Congress are demanding reforms to ICE, including ordering agents to remove their masks and obtain judicial warrants before making arrests. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports schools in rural Alaska are in far worse condition than Mount Edgecombe High School, which recently made headlines for deplorable conditions. A Northwest Arctic Borough official told lawmakers Wednesday, describing schools operating without functioning heating controls, fire alarms, or water and sewer systems. There are 100 Mount Edgecombes out there, Craig McConnell, president of the Northwest Arctic Borough Assembly, told the Joint House and Senate Education Committees. Those schools out in rural Alaska are way, way worse. Trying to run schools with no heating controls, no fire alarm systems, and no water sewer in a lot of cases. McConnell, who spent 35 years working in rural schools, including 24 years as a facilities director, painted a stark picture of Alaska's education infrastructure crisis. The testimony comes as Alaska faces a $6.3 billion school facilities funding gap over the next decade, with the state historically funding only about 15% of identified maintenance and construction needs, according to the Alaska Municipal
League. Online at KFAR660.com.
Finally, the sun is coming out. Great reason to smile, so show yours off with help from Affordable Dental Care. From cleaning and fillings to root canals, crowns, even veneers. Yep, they do it all. And as the name implies, it's very affordable. And if you suffer from dental anxiety, no worries. The staff at Affordable Dental know how to put your mind at ease and make your procedure a pleasant one. See all their services online at adcak.com. Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue downtown.
It's the Backyard Country Barbecue, Thursday, July 16th at the Tananaw Valley State Fair, starring the band Perry, with special guests Trey Pendley, Kendall Marvel, and Ken Peltier. It's the Backyard Country Barbecue, July 16th at the Tananaw Valley State Fair with the band Perry. Tickets are on sale now at ericksonevents.com. The 14th annual Backyard Country Barbecue being brought to you by Value Liquor, Coors, Crown Royal, and Monster. This is an Erickson Unlimited production.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it, at a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money. That's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Buddy Lane in the booth with me. Now, Buddy, we have a lot of North Korean equipment in this room, and it's a little bit colder in this room than outside in the hallway, isn't it?
It is.
That's what they do to me here. just the way it is. We have to power through the way we're treated in this booth with the purple padded room. Can you make it through?
I can make it through.
You know, it's pretty significant. You walk outside, God, it's warmer out here. You come in here, like, it's sort of cold. Oh, well. But you're having an event this Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock. And the location, again, is on the south side of Van Horn?
Yes, sir. South side of Van Horn on Pegger 30.
Oh, boy. You have some good sponsors, Republic Services, Usability Coal Mine, McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Northern
Whimsy.
What is that?
It's an art gallery. They do art lessons, different programs that people can come in and do different art projects.
Okay. Now, we're having Bernie Carl speak about his recycling program up there at Chino Hot Springs, but does he still operate K&K Recycling?
Yes, he does.
Okay, and what do they do mainly?
I know I take aluminum cans over there. There's other metal. I see people when I'm there that bring in different types of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it gets shipped out on a rail car.
Yeah, they do a lot of metal over there. That's more of the heavier stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And what's Bernie doing up north? Up at Chino Hot Springs. That's somewhat north and east.
I haven't been up there in a while, but I have gone up and visited up there, but they recycle a lot of their stuff. They recycle a lot of the things that they get up there, their paper, their aluminum, their cardboard.
Heat. So, yeah. They
heat. Oh yeah. Heat. They have their own greenhouses up there.
Yeah.
And, I've toured those greenhouses, and it's pretty amazing what they grow up there.
Yeah, it's more of, I wouldn't call that a recycling center or operation.
I would call that
living off the grid.
Living off the grid, yes, sir.
Yeah, with everything that they do there. Huh. And Ms. Gilbert is going to talk to you about the history of trash.
Yeah, her presentation's is entitled Trash Town. And again, basically, it's the history of trash in Fairbanks, Alaska. And it's really interesting, even if you just come for that. But come and listen to her talk. Come and listen to all of these speakers talk. And then walk through and talk with some of the vendors that we have there. A few of those, if I may.
Yes.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough, CNR Pipe, Alaska Plastic Recovery, which is basically Grizzly Lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Green Star, Republic Services, K&K Recycling, the Food Bank, Fairbanks Community Food Bank, Aurora Borealis Lions Eyeglass and Recycling Center. They send out thousands of pairs of glasses worldwide that get recycled through what they do. UAF Office of Sustainability, Chena Power, Fairbanks Children Museum, Northern Whimsy, Closet Connections. Are just a few. There's a few more that are coming in. They all have great information on what they do with helping divert stuff out of the landfill and recycle and reuse. And come out and learn from them.
What made you go a direction of putting on the symposium?
Finding out that people really... There were a lot of people that just didn't know there was recycling happening in Fairbanks because of the on-again, off-again that it happened. And then we were doing a pop-up recycling event where we set up at a Lions Club event so people could bring their recycling there. And people would come and they would bring their aluminum cans, and they didn't realize that they could do cardboard, they could do paper and plastic as well. And so it was decided that we really need to educate. Education is power, I guess. And so we decided that we would put together this symposium to help that.
I must say, you and John Thies and the people that work with him, you all reach out into the community to do upgrades for the community with no thought of recompense. You guys really do that?
Yeah. John Thies, the owner of the company, Golden Heart Waste Management, and all the staff, we're all about community. John was born and raised right here in Fairbanks.
He beats my butt in football. I think that jerk SOB won our fantasy football league this jerk year. Don't ask me how I feel.
Yeah. So, yeah, the company is all about supporting the community. On many different levels, and this is one of the ways of supporting the community, educating the community, and helping the community divert stuff out of that landfill and reuse it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. They only have so much capacity, and I've already seen where they're talking about, you know, at the end of time, you know, they got to start looking for the next plan. and you just can't say, okay, we're going to have a landfill here. You got so many hoops to jump through with the DNR, the EPA, the DEC, probably the Army Corps of Engineers. You might have wetlands in there. There's things like that that you have to do this with.
Yeah, the other thing that you probably don't know is once that landfill closes, they have to monitor the ground.
Yeah.
I believe it's 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
They have to monitor that.
Yeah.
So, again, the longer we can kick that can down the road, the better.
Yeah, then they have different cells. They have a contaminant cell there, you know, that they can take certain types of contaminants and not others, and learn that with the Polaris building. And they just sent out everything. You know, they discovered the paint that was on the outside was of such a contaminant that was used that everything was just sent outside. Everything was just containerized and sent outside.
That helped our landfill.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Definitely.
That it did. Oh, boy. Is there any cost to this?
There's no cost for vendors. There's no cost for attendance. The only cost that you might end up with is we are going to have the food truck there serving food. So if you follow the fire, come on out and have some lunch. They will be there. But other than that, it's free, and we still have some table space available if there's somebody out there that does some recycling or has some type of connection to recycling and wants to come and talk about it. Get a hold of us. We'd love to have you.
And student recycling fair all day. What will be happening with that?
Well, really, that recycling fair is turned into basically the art show.
Okay. I was never good at art.
Me either.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't think outside the box like that. Okay. And go through the progression of the day again, your schedule of events.
So the vendors are going to start showing up, and we're going to set up. Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then at 10 a.m., we'll open the doors to the public. By then, all of the vendors will have their booths set up, and you'll be able to peruse through and talk to each of those vendors. Then starting at 10:45, we're going to have presentations. Bernie Carl's going to talk about recycling at Chino Hot Springs. At 12, Fairbanks Soil and Water is going to talk about kitchen composting, which is becoming quite popular. I'm excited about that as well. Then at 12:45, Jill Skillbred is going to talk Trash Town, which is basically the history again of trash in Fairbanks. 2 o'clock, Matt Peterson from the Fairbanks North Star Borough and recycling. At 2:45, Green Star is going to be there talking about their what they do to include the electronics recycling. At 3:30, Grizzly Wood, which is a recycled plastic lumber company, is going to give a presentation on what they do with their number two plastics. And I've actually visited their factory, if you will, down in Wasilla, and it's quite impressive what they do. They take that number two plastic and they melt it down and put it into a mold,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out plastic lumber on the other end.
Yeah, and you still have available space for any businesses that are involved in somehow in recycling to get a free table at this event. How many people go through there on an annual, like last year?
We had approximately 300 people come through.
Wow.
And of course I would love to have
500,
but hopefully we're Alaskans and this weather's not going to keep us from doing anything. This coming weekend.
It doesn't. Not after what we've been through.
No,
really?
This is nothing.
I know. You know, we're just getting warmed up. after all, it's we're gaining about six and a half minutes a day now of sunlight every day. So
it's nice to go to work and it's daylight, and it's nice to go home when it's daylight.
True. You know, it's what we do, and it's where we are, and it still just surprises me that if you take out the vehicles, we only recycle 1% of our refuse.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like I said, we rate very last in the United States, and it just under 1%. And I know we can do better.
Yeah, you know, due to our geographical location and population base, just, you know, you don't have the manufacturing or industrial that you might have in other, you know, West Coast, Central United States areas or East Coast that give it economical stimulus. We just don't have as much here, but it seems to be growing.
Yeah, what people don't realize is that recycling, whether you put it in the dump or you take it and recycle it, costs money.
True.
Yes, it costs money to send it down into the Tacoma area, but cardboard and plastic and such is a commodity. And so the price that they sell it, the borough sells it down there and regains some of the cost of doing the recycling. If you take it to the landfill, there's no recoup. If you're a commercial trash hauler, mm-hmm. you get charged by the ton. But the everyday person doesn't pay to take stuff to the landfill. So there's no money coming in. It's all based on taxes and so on. So you pay whether you recycle it or not, one way or another. And in order to keep that landfill where it's at for mm-hmm. longer, we got to start diverting more and recycling and reusing more.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Buddy Lane of Golden Heart Waste Management in the studio with me here. They are putting on a symposium, the Interior Alaska Solid Waste and Recycling Symposium, this Saturday, the 28th of February, from 10 to 5 p.m., and we'll be back after these messages. Whoops.
Till you get a brand new rug.
Oh, no!
Ketchup bottles act normal. Till you're wearing a new shirt.
Ugh, you kidding me?
And rocks lie peacefully on the road. Till the day you get a brand new windshield, then they fly up off the road and attack without mercy. That's why new windshields from Glass Doctor come with our windshield protection plan. Unlimited repairs and one replacement for 12 months. Don't just fix it, protect it. Glass Doctor, a neighborly company.
CAD is Customer Appreciation Day at the Great Alaska Pizza Company. Our very best waiting for you Tuesday, just $6. Get your medium cheese or pepperoni pizza, only $6. Oh yeah, hot from the oven, fresh and fast. We know you're coming, so it's in the oven, fresh and fast. Customer Appreciation Day this Tuesday. One day only, medium cheese or pepperoni, just $6. Carry out only, fresh and fast.
The Great Alaska Pizza Company.
So what sets Fairbanks Urology apart? For one, on-site labs with same-day results available for most tests. Are you concerned about your appointment day and time? Want to be seen sooner due to worsening symptoms? Well, just ask. Their dedicated triage team will be sure to coordinate care at a time that best supports you. Fairbanks Urology is dedicated to preventative screening, evaluation, and education. Taking care of yourself starts with just one appointment. Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Online at fairbanksurology.com.
Dr. Kim Driftmeyer again, board certified and fellowship trained spine surgeon here at McKinley, where we have all the services needed to keep your back, neck, and spine in good health. X-rays and MRI to help answer those questions about why your back might be feeling the way it does. Physical therapy, OMM with Drs. Wright and Malcolm, and even spine injections and surgeries right here under one roof at McKinley. The majority of our patients get treated without the need for surgery, and for those that do need surgery, you can take care of it right here in your hometown. So if your back or neck are bothering you, come see me and the spine team here at McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine. Open every day but Sunday.
KFAR weather.
A winter storm warning remains in effect. Overcast this afternoon with snow showers likely. Highs around 26. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows around 4 above. Cloudy skies. 5 to 10 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. It's a good Monday. It's a little bit snowy out. I have in the studio here with me in the purple padded room with a temperature that has dipped, a little bit frosty from temperature decline. Buddy Lane, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Again, you've become a repeat offender. So what goes into making a recycling center operational? I mean, what do they do? What do they have to do this? I'm sure there's more than four walls that are in there.
There's more than four walls. First off, it takes personnel in order to take that recycle when it lands on the floor and put it into the proper bins. And then it's taken over. They have a baler where they basically compress the recycled stuff into bales and gets wrapped and stacked. And then it takes a trucking company to take those bales down to Anchorage, where it heads south into Tacoma. But basically, floor space is a big thing, and it has to be big enough that the commercial trucks can get in and have a tall enough roof that they can come in and basically empty their load.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's could be 25 feet high once they raise that up and dump those loads down.
So how can a normal person like myself at my house be better at recycling from the basics? Because I don't recycle at all.
Well, first off, educate yourself on what can be recycled. Aluminum cans.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, milk jugs is really the big thing.
Plastic.
And paper, office paper, regular paper, and cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And have those separate bins. And it's nice that if you separate it and you really don't have to separate it until you take it to the recycle center if you don't want to. You can have your own one bin.
Mm-hmm.
But once it gets to the recycle center, before they take it inside, they'll separate it into those different bins. So when it goes inside, it will go into the cardboard area or the paper area or the aluminum can area. And then from there it gets baled. But at home, be mindful of what it is. You know, if you have a can of soda, that empty can, it doesn't go into the landfill trash can. It goes into the aluminum can trash can.
So at the landfill, do they go through everyone's trash and pull out what goes where?
No.
Okay. If I live in the city of Fairbanks, city picks it up and brings it out there, and they stack and pack it without going through it.
You take it out to landfill, that truck gets dumped, and it gets pushed over, and then it's covered with gravel, I believe, at the end of every day. I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's there for eternity. It turns into a mountain that probably had the best view in town for a while.
Mount Lane. What got you into this program?
Well, I married what I referred to as a recycle queen many years ago. She was really into recycling, and I didn't realize it until after we were married for a while that I really enjoyed recycling myself, keeping stuff out of the landfill. And I was fortunate enough to be hired at Golden Heart Waste Management, and one of my tasks is the recycling mm-hmm. Symposium. And realizing that, you know, everyone can make a difference as far as our landfill goes and what we do in recycling and diversion. And it has turned into a passion. Our family recycles. We have a small business at our house, and we have a trash dumpster, and we have a recycle dumpster. And we go through and we sort it and put it in there. And, yeah, we're just passionate about it.
Hmm. Okay. How big do you anticipate this annual event getting? You know, from last year, have you grown?
We have grown some. The art show is new. Next year we plan on doing, we would very much like to do a trash and fashion show, which is basically a fashion show where the articles of clothing are made from recycled
mm-hmm.
events. And we would also like to do a school-age science fair a component to where kids can put together science fair booths, or not booths, projects based on recycling or landfill.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can educate themselves and maybe take that on to the school district science fair. So those are some things we'd like to add to it.
Get the youth involved.
Get the youth involved.
Yeah, early and often.
We know, as retired firefighters, several of us know that the way to the adults is through the kids with mm-hmm. fire prevention, and I feel recycling and that kind of stuff is the same way. Teach the youth go home, and they teach their parents, and they make it a family event.
Hmm, okay. Well, we got about 3 minutes left. Why don't you go through the schedule again? That way everyone knows this Saturday from 10 to 5 where you're at and what you're doing.
So this Saturday, 10 to 5, Saturday the 28th from 10 to 5 at Golden Heart Waste Management's office on South Pegger Road. We're doing the Golden Heart Waste Management Recycle Symposium. It's all about recycling solid waste here in Fairbanks. We have approximately 20 vendors, anything from eyeglass recycling to plastic lumber. We're going to be having presentations starting at 10:45 with Bernie Carl talking about Chino Hot Springs recycling. At noon, Fairbanks Soil and Water is going to talk about kitchen composting. 12:45, Jill Skillbred is going to talk Trash Town, basically the history of trash in Fairbanks. I'm excited about that. At 2 o'clock, Matt Pearson is going to be talking from the Fairbanks North Star Borough. At 2:45, Joe from Green Star is going to be talking about Green Star and what they do. And at 3:30, Grizzly Wood is a recycled plastic lumber company, is going to be talking. And each of these people will also have tables out where they can, if there's further questions or you want more information from them, you can go to their table and talk to them. And then the fire food truck will be there serving food. That's the only thing that will cost you money. Getting in is free. Being a vendor is free.
Who are some of your vendors again?
We have the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Fairbanks Soil and Water. CNR Pipe will be there. Alaska Plastic Recovery, which is Grizzly Lumber, Green Star. Republic Services will be there. K&K Recycling. Fairbanks Community Food Bank will be there. Aurora Borealis Eyeglass Recycling and Vision Center. UAF Office of Sustainability. Chino Power, which is part of Chino Hot Springs. Fairbanks Children's Museum will be there. Northern Whimsy will be there. Closet Connections will be there.
Excuse me. Closet Connections.
That's basically, it's
take your stuff out of the closet and bring it to them.
Bring it to them. You'll see some of the parking lots, you'll see, I believe they're big green dumpsters. Mm-hmm. They're not really dumpsters.
Yeah.
I refer to it that way.
Recycling collection.
Thank you. Recycling collection. And so you take your clothing there, they take it, and they get it reused.
You know, I think for me, the easiest thing I can do is bring stuff over to the Salvation Army clothing, things like that, that, you know, can have a second life.
And I believe, I've talked with Salvation Army, I believe they're going to be there as well.
Yeah.
I just haven't got that yes phone call.
Okay.
So, but we've talked with them.
Well, buddy, that is our show today, sir. I greatly appreciate you coming in and doing this. You know, something that's needed, presentation of a symposium that's free for Fairbanks, everyone to go to. So Fairbanks, hopefully you get out there and you do it. Tomorrow, I have on the show with me Brett Roderman of the Fairbanks North Star Borough and John Ringstead of the City of Fairbanks. And we're going to talk about what they're doing. And Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.